Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
What's that? That's the sound of your favorite college mascots pouring a glass of cool, refreshing water. Sodas, sports drinks, and juice boxes are packed full of sugar. So what's the one thing Pistol Pete and Boomer agree on? Drinking more water. Whether it's bottled, tap, or sparkling, choose water for better health, focus, and refreshment. Learn more at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Fast growing, safe on seed, nutrient rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
Well, the Emergency Drought Commission met yesterday to discuss the progress of drought relief projects across the state funded by the legislature and plans for fiscal year 2024. Following the meeting, Associate Farm Editor Reagan Call caught up with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur to talk a little bit about the highlights from the meeting.
So certainly lots of time has gone by since we met in September, so glad to have the commission get back together and discussion as we approach the June 30th date that had been set for this year. Some of those practices could not be completed, pond cleanup being one of those. We're certainly always glad to have the moisture, and so discussion about do we want to hold fast to that date or extend those funds out, or what makes most sense for those producers. So motions made today for folks that are wanting to do water wells or pipeline or pieces tied to that. A lot of challenge for those producers is there just aren't enough folks out there to drill wells. And so that timeline has been extended. For those producers who fall in the category of the pond cleanout, if not completed by June 30th, and those producers have got to get the receipts into their conservation district by June 30th, then those funds will be pulled back into the fund that exists for future drought needs. And I think also lots of discussion on, so appreciative of the legislature of sending these funds to the Drought Commission, but things that we have learned through this process, ways that we can be more efficient with getting dollars out the door, and looking towards, as we hope there's not continued drought, but as there is, how we can do a better job together as a commission.
State climatologist Gary McManus closed out the meeting, giving some drought concerns for the spring and summer of 2024. Looking ahead, Secretary Arthur said a more regionalized approach may be needed.
Lots of discussion about sometimes not the entire state of Oklahoma is in drought. It might be just localized, and certainly glad to have the presentation from Gary today. And he mentioned the north central and northwestern part of the state. We'll see some more drought expand there over the next week and into the next week. And so when we can be thoughtful about how can we utilize these dollars to best prepare folks to mitigate any of the impacts from the drought. And I think lots of discussion today about can we look at a regionalized approach. So you may have received moisture in the eastern side of Oklahoma, but if Northwestern hasn't, are there ways that we can move those dollars out there, and trying to be thoughtful about utilizing the drought monitor and different ways of having quality data to make those decisions on funds that would go out the door.
To hear the complete conversation between Reagan Calk and Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain, LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in O'Keene, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.